it's Allie Hartwig, and I'm talking today with Jeff Turner about Potted Potter, which is a play, or we'll say more of a theater experience that talks about one of my favorite subjects, Harry Potter.
Oh, I do like that boy. Potted Potter, been doing it for 13 years, and currently in beautiful sunny Denver.
Potted Potter is not just your typical Harry Potter story.
No, it's not. No, when we started, we wanted to make sure that everybody could enjoy the show, whatever age, and whether they love Harry Potter or if they've never even heard of him, if there is anyone like that left. Because a lot of family theatre, you know, the dads come along and bored. You know, they don't understand the content, and we see them drifting off. So our goal was for no one to fall asleep in the audience. We tend to manage that.
And I think you manage it quite nicely. The show does, you do all 7 books of Harry Potter in one show.
We do, yeah, all 7 books in 70 minutes. There's an awful lot that we miss out, but there's an awful lot that we keep in. And we centre on the relationship between Harry and Voldemort, and then sort of everyone that comes into contact in that. We try and stay faithful, but we're not scared to lose 400 pages of important plot just for a silly happen.
So one thing that I am always curious about when I saw this show is, were you a fervent Harry Potter fan before being in it, or was it something you really had to learn?
So right back in the beginning, when we first got involved, when we first started writing the show in 2005, Dan, my co-creator, was a huge Harry Potter fan, and that was why this came about. I hadn't read a page. He came to me and said, I've got an idea, would you like to be involved? And so I ran off, read all 6 books, all 5 books of that. At that point in a week, and instantly fell in love. So I've been a fan for 13 years, him slightly longer.
Oh, but it's hard not to be a fan of Harry Potter. I automatically don't trust anyone who says either they haven't read it or that they didn't like it. Like, if you didn't like it, stop being a person.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. We have this thing in Britain where as soon as someone or something is popular, then you have to hate it. So many people who haven't read the books instantly judge that they're not going to like them because it's too popular and they weren't in on the ground floor. But yeah, I agree. As soon as you start reading the books, if you don't fall in love with them, I don't think you've got a soul.
Well, I do think, I mean, I agree with you there. I think Potted Potter actually could be great for someone. Yeah, there's some spoilers in there. But if you are unfamiliar with Harry Potter, it's a super accessible show.
Well, that's it. If you want to read the books, it's about 3,500 pages, I think. Whereas our show's all done in less than 80 minutes. So we're going to save you a lot of time. If you just want a quick sort of brush up on what Harry Potter's all about, we've just saved you weeks of your life.
You did. And it's for fans, non-fans. It's hilarious. I like that it's not, well, yes, it's a family show. It's not necessarily like a family show. Like, you're not going to be bored if you're an adult watching this.
No, we have all sorts turn up. We have bachelorette parties. We have groups of seniors turn up. We've had so many shows where there's no kids in at all. And again, that was really important to us because kids' shows can be dull for parents. It's almost like babysitting. Just keep your kid quiet for an hour. But we really wanted to surprise. We get that a lot. A lot of adults who have brought their kids along, mums and dads, will come up and say, oh, that was actually quite good. I was really dreading this. But, you know, that's a compliment, isn't it?
It sure is. So I'm going to put you on the spot really quick. I want you to give me a summary of your trip to Denver, Potted Potter style.
Oh, crikey. Okay, 10-hour flight, hideous jet lag, straight into doing a show, then wandered downtown, fell in love with that, found a brewery, had a butterbeer, was beautiful, then back, did another show. Today, going to St. Mary's Glacier, yeah. Going to miss the beer festival, we're going out for a drink on Sunday evening because we have a day off on Monday and then fly home.
Oh, wow, that was quite the summary. I think you should have your own private Harry Potter beer festival.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, okay, so we know, obviously, Harry Potter's a big fan of butterbeer, but if he was just going to visit the Great American Beer Festival and have some beer, what kind of drinks do you think Harry would be attracted to, Hermione would want, and Ron would want?
Oh, that is an excellent question. I think Ron would probably have a lager. I think he'd be a bit behind the times and probably want something a little bit lighter, a little bit weaker. I think Harry would be a bit middle of the road, maybe a pale ale. I think, you know, if we're talking about Harry now, he's a similar age to me, so he's in his 30s, and I think he'd be happy with that. And I think Hermione would drink everyone under the table. She'd be on a 12% stout and would be left sat just with Hagrid and everyone else is asleep.
Oh, right, you know that Hermione's got like a hollow leg. That girl can throw him back.
Absolutely, yes.
Jeff and the whole cast of Potted Potter is going to be at the Newman Center at DU until Sunday, so you have plenty of opportunities to grab some tickets and have some Harry Potter-themed fun.